Tantor Audio presents Hungry Like a Wolf by Christine Warren, narrated by Kate Redding. 1. Logan Hunter and Rafael DeSanto strode up the wide granite steps to the front door of Virkalox, braced to plunge headfirst into the heart of the enemy camp. Well, Logan was braced. Rafe's step had a suspiciously eager spring to it, and his expression looked more lazily amused than wary. He'd recently defected. Few people had been more surprised than Logan when Rafe decided to take a mate, especially a human witch. Actually, Rafe might have been slightly more astonished, considering he'd spent most of his adolescent and adult life demonstrating where the expression "tomcatting around" came from. But he had taken a mate. And apparently it didn't matter to Rafe that he was supposed to be one of Logan's closest friends. In matters of marriage and mating, not even friends could be trusted. Last week, they somehow managed to rig the door of Graham's office to lock from the outside. Logan held open the door for his companion and checked the hallway to be sure none of the perpetrators he was currently griping about lay in ambush. Then they sent me in there to wait for him. As soon as I stepped inside, the door slammed shut and trapped me in there with Annie. Annie, of all people! Rafe grinned at Logan's obvious dismay. I thought you liked Annie. She is a very attractive woman, after all, and intelligent. I would think she'd make some lucky lupine a fine mate.